We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
1, 2, 3.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey everybody, happy fall and welcome to the podcast. So glad you are here. Today is a soccer podcast. We're not going to be able to adjust the volume or anything because we can't use our hands, but hopefully this will go well. I'm joined by three lady texter soccer players, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves so they can you can get used to their voice. So tell us your name, your position, where you're from, and your grade in school. We will start with Callie.
Okay, so I'm Callie Matlock. I'm a junior. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. I play both as a forward and a defender, I guess. And who's
that? That's good. Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Loyola College.
Yes,
prep.
You did. Okay. Emma?
My name is Emma Jones. I'm from Hutto, Texas. I'm a junior, and I play forward or midfield.
Okay, and that's near San Antonio?
Austin.
That's near Austin.
Yes,
great
sir.
Down. Okay.
Hey, I'm Lena Redler, and I'm from Germany. I'm a junior as well, and I'm playing as an outside back.
Okay. I'm confused that you don't know, Callie, for sure what position you play. So can you say you were a forward or something else?
Well, the first part of the season I played as an outside back, and then when conference started, I moved.
Okay. Well, that brings up an interesting point. There's been a lot of movement. They're 3-7-2 is the Lady Sexers record. They're 1-2-1 in conference. But we've had to play a lot of people in a lot of different spots, and we've had 3 ACL injuries. And we've had a concussion. I think our friend Josie Studer, she missed the first 8 maybe games when she went down the concussion. So hopefully we can be injury-free the rest of the way. Is that a true assessment of our season so far? They can't see y'all if you're shaking your head.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely yes.
Yeah. Okay. Lena, we will not have a problem, I don't think, knowing that it's her talking, since you are from beautiful Germany.
Yeah.
And we'll have no problem with me, but maybe with Callie. Emma will keep reminding y'all of who's who. Okay, Lena, do you find this your first year here? Had you been to America before?
It's my
year?
Second year.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry. Had you been to America before you came over here last
no,
year?
No.
What is it about Americans that you might find sort of odd?
Yeah.
So what is it about us? And it's not going to hurt our feelings. I mean, we won World War I and II, so we're good.
Yeah, it's definitely different than back home, especially Louisiana, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's just everything is so much bigger. And another thing I notice is like people always asking you, hey, how are you doing? And back home, you would say like, hey, how you are actually doing? But here it's just like, hey, I'm fine. How are you?
We're so sorry that you are one of our three ACL injuries. So tell us how that happened.
Yeah, I've torn my ACL 6 weeks ago in a game. Mm-hmm. And I just got hit from another player. And then just
okay. Emma went through that last year. So Emma, how did yours occur?
Same thing. I got played a ball down the line and I cut one way and she hit me the other. So.
Has Emma been able to help you? Well, what has she shared with you about her injury?
Emma is my kind of role model. She worked hard and she came back so strong and I kind of want to do the same thing. And she's helping me out every day, asking how am I and giving me rides. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
Bless your heart. Okay. How did you recover from yours? I mean, was it a good recovery, Emma? Was it about the time that it was supposed to be and all
that? Yes. I got released about a month and a half ago. So it was about a 10-month recovery. So, I mean, there's still like, still got work to do now. Mm-hmm. But as far as being like cleared, I was cleared like a month and a half ago.
What do you tell your friend, Lena, when it seems like that's a long way down the road?
There's light at the end of the tunnel, and like all the hard work right now is gonna pay off for sure. And you learn a lot about yourself. It sucks really bad, but like, yeah, you learn a lot about yourself.
Well, last year I think you had 3 assists in one match that tied a program record before going down with the injury. So you were hot. And how long were you down? I mean, did you feel sad?
I didn't let myself get too sad because I didn't want to just like sit around and feel sorry for myself. So I just found every way to just like do something. Like I went, got in the weight room as soon as possible and just did all that I could without obviously using my legs. So,
well, good. Well, you can see Emma play Sunday at 2:00, 1 p.m. at the MAC. Come be a part of MAC Magic. What about that? Be a part of MAC Magic Sunday at 2:00. Going to play FIU. It's the youth game, and it's also the book drive. So if you bring a book that's like an elementary school book, don't bring Crime and Punishment or something. Bring, you know, One Fish, Two Fish, something like that, which would be my reading level. And I think you get in free if you bring books. Bring as many as you want because we're going to try to distribute these to elementary schools that need them. Also, if you can't come Sunday, which, of course, you can, as soon as church gets out, head to the MAC. Thursday, October 6th at 7, the Lady Texans are going to play UTSA, and that will be the pink game, which is my signature color. And we're going to ask Kyle, would you like to say something?
1 p.m. on Sunday.
1 p.m. on Sunday. Did I say 2? Okay, erase that. It's 1 p.m. on Sunday. You can still get here if church doesn't run long. Callie, we're going to let you talk even though you haven't been hurt. What's it been like not to be hurt?
It's been pretty great, and I hope it stays that way.
It should. You grew up playing soccer. Your dad's soccer coach over at Loyola, Marquez. Can you ever remember not being on the soccer pitch?
No.
I mean, you literally
can't. Feel like I took my first steps on a soccer field, probably.
She was the player of the year in everything, in every division you could think of. Anybody gives such an award in 2019 when the Flyers, do y'all go by Lady Flyers or just Flyers?
Either.
Okay, well, the Loyola Flyers won the state championship. And you had a couple of goals in that game. Who did y'all beat?
Oh, gosh, that was a while ago.
You forgot who you beat the state championship. That's when you're good.
We played in three.
Random pieces of meat over there that the Flyers drill. Okay. What kind of teammate is Callie, Emma, and Lena?
She's a really good teammate. I've always told other people she's such a light in this world. Like she's always happy. She never fails to make you smile. And
She hadn't had a knee injury. Thank goodness. That's good. She is. I've heard the same thing from Shreveporters about her. Is she a good teammate, Ling?
She is, definitely. And I really like her style of playing. She's having a go on the goal and score, trying to score from every kind of position. That's what I really like about her.
Girl.
Guys?
We've had trouble scoring this year. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is it mostly because we continuity, or what do you think?
I think it's just because, like if you look at the stat sheet, we don't just have, like, a lot of teams, they'll have, like, one player that, like, scores, like, all their goals for them. Our goals are kind of all over the place, sporadic. Like, there, a lot of them are team goals. Like, it's just not one person doing all the work. So it's kind of like, we haven't scored a lot, but at the same time, it's like, at least they're coming from a bunch of different people and not just one person you're having to rely on. So,
Lady Texters also had to play Mississippi State, played Ole Miss. Did you think he had Mississippi State a pretty good shot at beating them? What happened to him?
Yeah, they just had a moment. They finished, and we definitely had some really good moments. We just didn't finish. So
that's the sport, and that's the thing about sports. To learn more about the team and about these young ladies, these student athletes, go to latexsports.com. If you go there and you go to the roster, you can also see how to follow each of these on Twitter and different kind of social media platforms. Who on the team is the biggest social media person we got that likes Twitter and all and Facebook or Instagram and all that?
I don't know.
Or do y'all not participate that much?
We do. I just don't know.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Who's the messiest person on the team?
Messiest?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you don't want a locker next to...
Oh, gosh. I don't want to be needy.
You're not being mean. It's not mean.
I don't know. My locker's next to Macy, and she's got a lot of things going on in there.
Okay. So. That's a polite way of saying it. Who's the non... What you the neatest person? Do we have a neat freak on our team?
I feel like it's like Laura or someone like that.
Who is it?
Laura, maybe. That just seems like it'd
be even Tomi.
Or Tomi, Tomoyo.
Do y'all have, who do y'all room with? Who do you room with?
I'm rooming with three, track and field girls and a basketball girl.
Are any of them from Germany?
Yeah, two are from Germany and one is from Italia.
When you're, one's from Italia?
Yeah, Italia.
Okay, which is what you would say if you're in Germany. I just think that's so awesome. Do y'all speak German to each other?
We're trying to speak English just for, like, the Italian girl to make it easy. But
if you want to say something mean about the Italian girl, I guess you could always speak German. Just like Coach did a minute ago when he any of this another story.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The coach said, hey, someone was in the room. It's Lena's mother. Your mother. Yeah. What is your mom doing over here right now?
Yeah, as you all know, I tore my ACL and she's just here to help me out and... Yeah.
Good for her. Bless her heart. Lars is your twin brother.
Yeah.
How is he doing and what is he doing?
Actually, a funny fact, he torn his ACL last weekend as well.
You know, I was going to make a joke and say, I guess he's got a... You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Was he playing soccer?
No.
What was
it
that?
It was motocross.
Oh, motocross. And he's in Germany?
Yeah.
What town are you from?
It's called Scheidegg. It's like... pretty south of Germany, like directly on the border to Austria.
Okay. And you're, because you played in Austria.
Yeah.
Correct? True. You played soccer in Austria. how, what was it? Hang on, we're not stopping. I had it. So I was going to say this in German, but I'm just going to say it in American. Yeah. You and Lars, do y'all, when he called you and told you he had broke his or ruptured his ACL, were you surprised? Or since he's your twin, do you have a feeling about things?
At first he just told me that he hurt his knee, and we all thought it was like not too bad. And like I saw him walking on Qantas, and I felt like hopefully it's not his ACL. But yesterday he got the MRI results, and we found out that it's his ACL, and we just started both laughing because he torn his right ACL and I my left one, so we kind of
bless your heart. Yeah.
Together you can make one healthy body.
Yeah, we think together you can have one healthy leg from the legs down or waist down. Okay, well give Lars our best.
I will
tell him we in North Louisiana we're rooting for him. Is your mother Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
So she's neither. It's a beautiful name. Did she dress y'all alike when you're growing up and all that kind of thing? Did she like put the same kind of clothes on each other?
Right. Not really. I mean, since he's a boy and I'm a girl, was like just whatever. Okay. Not really the same things.
But are y'all sort of like best? I mean.
Yeah, we did everything together. We started playing soccer together and went to school together, and
good. We'll tell Lars we said hey, or either one of y'all, Callie, or you know, twins. I don't think so. One of you has four brothers and sisters. Which one is it?
That's me.
You do? Are you the oldest or the littlest, or where are you?
I'm the fourth, so I have one younger sister and then two older sisters and an older brother.
So by the time Mark and is it Tabitha?
Yes.
Well, by the time they got to you, they just said, just do whatever you want to do.
By the time they got to my youngest sister. She used to make her own little toaster waffles when she was like two by herself.
Oh, because nobody else. Think Carl knew she was around.
Yeah.
Who's eating the toaster waffles? It's the little kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Emma, you are the team captain.
Yes, sir.
And should you share call me sir? Nobody's done that like But thank you. You're the team captain. You transferred from Texas State. So
yes.
It seems like it would be not odd, but it's a real accomplishment or testament to you that they would name you team captain. How did you feel when that occurred?
I was honored, I guess, and just excited. It's a really cool opportunity to lead. And like last year, I had a different perspective, not playing. So I had to find different ways to lead like off the field, but it was cool. I've enjoyed it. I love this team. So,
do you get to wear a special patch on your jersey?
Yes, we have like an armband.
Good for you. What makes her a good captain, Cal?
Emma, especially with it being Emma and Josie as the two captains, they definitely balance each other out really well. Emma's definitely the I lead by example. Okay. Like, you just look up to Emma because she's always doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Like, she's always working the hardest. Like, I don't know. She's just a very good lead by example kind of person.
Yeah.
And Studer's a really outstanding player.
Yes.
I mean, you can tell just the way she's built and the way she's so fast. So you got, I'm going to tell y'all something you didn't know about Callie. So in media arts class.
Yes.
I understand at Loyola you were an outstanding student. Your teacher, Mr. Marshall, tells me if you could start working in the department yesterday if you wanted to, and you'd be a great help. He said it was a joy having you in class. One day, y'all have a weekly like video newsletter, correct? It's called the Rundown?
Rundown.
So tell us about the Rundown when you were going to try out to be a kicker for the Flyer football team.
I forgot about that.
Well, your memory is just...
It's just like, it seems so long ago, even though it's not. But yeah, there was kind of like a running joke, like we couldn't really find a kicker for that year. And I was used to like, after like off-campus PE on 7th hour, I would like kick field goals like once they were done playing just for fun. And so then it just kind of turned into a joke that I was going to try out for the football team and take Matt, who was the kicker at the time, out of his starting role.
So they video this and they get Matt and say, hey, you know, she's going to run for your money. And JJ said you hit like a... Do you remember your longest field goal?
It's like 40 or 45 yards.
He boomed it through from 40, which is almost half a football field. So Good for you. Did you think about, and you could have played, you could have been the kicker, by the way, Mr. Marshall tells me. Did you think about, why not, I'm not doing anything this Thursday night or this Friday night. Why don't I just go out there and boom a few through?
I always think, I'm like, that would be so cool. Because you see it more now, like, than ever before, like, girls playing football.
Right.
Like, maybe if I wasn't so serious about soccer and, like, I wasn't somehow magically going to get injured.
Right, we don't want that to happen.
Then maybe, yeah, I really would have tried to do it because that would have been pretty funny.
Did you put a helmet on during the thing when you were kicking?
I don't think I did. I think I was too scared to do that. They probably don't smell very good.
Well, no, you're correct. I can vouch for that. Okay, we don't want to keep y'all much longer. Y'all have practice tonight. And again, we're getting ready for the Sunday home game at 1 p.m. We're going to bring the Mac Magic here on campus to this beautiful, still feels so new facility. Gosh, we're so lucky to have it. FIU's coming to town. It's the book drive game, so bring elementary school books that we're going to distribute to children around town. And then Thursday at 7, so it's nighttime, Mac Magic. We're going to play UTSA, and that is the pink game. Lena, what do you want to? What are you majoring in, and what do you think you want to do?
I'm majoring in kinesiology, and my mom is a PT, and I want to go in also in the sports medicine direction.
So this ACL, as unfortunate as it is, will actually help you have empathy, I would think.
Kind of, yeah.
Bless
I'm interested
in
that.
Okay, what do you want to be in?
I'm majoring in nutrition, so I want to be a sports dietitian, I think. Like a professional team or something along those lines.
Well, I've traveled with football a lot. Do you know what they eat the night before the game? Well, all you got to do is not chicken, parmesan, green beans, have a bunch of bananas, mashed potatoes. It's carb heavy.
Yeah.
What do you eat before a game?
I usually eat some type of pasta the night before. I eat more protein before the game, but the night before I usually eat carbs.
I was just going to say, to see these people eat is incredible. Have you ever seen some of the football guys eat or some of these big track, you know, field guys? It's unbelievable how much they can eat. It's so fun to watch. I mean, sweating and everything. What do you want to be, Kel?
I want to be a speech language pathologist.
Good for you. Maybe you can help me. My daughter's one of those, and she hasn't been able to really do much with me yet.
Call me in about 4 years.
Okay. Well, have you thought about going into media arts?
That was something I thought about in high school because I really enjoyed it in high school. And, like, I've done, like, a few videos for, like, our team here. Like, I've done, like, our end-of-season videos. But I think that's more of kind of, like, a hobby for me, I think, than, like, a career. But it's still something I really enjoy doing.
Mr. Marshall said that he could tell that you did and you were a good hand. So, okay. We're going to wrap this up here in just a second. Before we do, y'all be thinking if there's anything else you want to tell the fans before we go. Sunday at 1 p.m. against FIU and Thursday at 7 p.m. here in the MAC. Emma, what do you want to say to the fan base before we sign off?
Just pack the MAC.
Pack the MAC. We got all kind of stuff going on. Lena, do you have anything you want to tell everybody?
Come out and support us.
Right. And you'll be there, you and your leg.
Sure.
Don't forget to tell Lars we said best wishes. Okay.
Same thing.
Just
come out and support us. We do really well when there's a lot of fans like out there cheering for us.
It does make a difference.
It makes a big difference.
It really does. I forgot to ask you, Emma, what is Hutto's, like, she's the Loyola Flyers.
We're the Hippos.
Y'all are the Hutto Hippos?
Yes.
That's so awesome. How did I not know that?
Yeah, we were the Lady Hippos. Okay.
Well, of course, you'd be the lady.
Yeah.
You don't want to offend anybody. What, Lena, when y'all had, you played, is it gymnasium? I'm trying to remember the name of.
Oh,
I know y'all do different.
Yeah, we don't have sports at the high school.
It's all club.
Yeah.
But are you like your best team you've ever played on over in Austria or in Germany was which team?
It's called SC Altach.
Okay.
There's no funny name as they have.
but they don't have any. You're not the.
No, we don't have.
The
names.
Gators or the Hippos.
No,
or
we don't have something like
that. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Maybe you can take that back to Germany.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But if you leave with Hippos, they're going to probably say, nah, we'll just keep it as it is. Y'all, thank y'all so much for listening to these wonderful student athletes. It's been a pleasure to see y'all. Can't wait to watch you play. Let's get out to the pitch and pack the Mac and have some Mac magic for your Lady Texas. Till next time, see ya!
You
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.